This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, April 12th. A beautiful day is in store for Dallas today, an abundance of sunshine and a little bit warmer than yesterday with a high of 82. Tonight, it will be 57 under clear skies. You can expect more of the same this weekend. Saturday may feature some patchy clouds and it will be a little windy with a high of 83. Sunday, expect a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 84. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Here are today's headlines. Plano city officials are seeking a court order to investigate a strip mall spa they believe is a front for prostitution and human trafficking. In court documents filed this month in Collin County, the city and police accused Red Rose Spa of advertising the sale of young girls to attract deviant customers and endangering the community. Calling the spa a sex broker hiding in plain sight, the city is requesting to investigate spa owners, employees, property owners, landlords, and customers in advance of a possible lawsuit. The court filings come 1 week after a Plano massage therapy business, Tennyson Wellness Center, voluntarily closed amid a similar investigation. Both investigations are part of a citywide crackdown on sex crimes at massage therapy businesses. Red Rose Spa sits in a nondescript business complex near pickleball courts, a dental office, nail and hair salons, a trophy shop, dialysis provider, and numerous restaurants. But online, lurid advertisements show young girls in sexually provocative poses and wearing little clothing, court documents say. Some are depicted as schoolgirls. The spa's services are detailed on sexually oriented websites, where clients share anonymous reviews of sex acts and demeaning evaluations of the girls' bodies. The Dallas Morning News was unable to reach the spa's owner. In other news, a Southern Methodist University football player has been suspended from the team after the school learned he is one of two people facing charges in connection with a high-speed hit-and-run last month in Dallas, university officials confirmed. Dallas police said Wednesday that SMU cornerback Theodore Teddy Knox and Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice are suspected of being the drivers of two high-end sports cars that caused the March 30th collision. At least four people were injured, and a half-dozen vehicles were damaged. 21-year-old Knox and 23-year-old Rice each face one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Rice and Knox were teammates while playing at SMU in 2022. Next up, an 11-story office building Dallas spent at least $14 million on to relocate city permitting employees and other workers is closed due to issues with the high-rise. Signs posted as of Thursday on the glass doors at the entrance of the building at 7800 North Stemmons Freeway warn, "Do not enter." A worker at the front desk told a reporter at the Dallas Morning News that the building was ordered closed after a visit from the city's fire marshal on Wednesday, and employees working in the building were told to leave because of possible structural issues. She said all office employees have moved back to the Oak Cliff Municipal Center on East Jefferson Boulevard, where the permitting office, now known as the Development Services Department, has been based since the 1980s. The city began a phased move into the new building in December, and at the time was estimated to be finished by February. And finally, after two trials and multiple appeals, a former Richardson mayor and her developer husband have begun serving their six-year sentences for bribery. Laura and Mark Jordan were convicted by a North Texas jury in 2021 and sentenced the following year in a federal corruption case involving sex, money, adultery, and betrayal. They were allowed to remain free pending their appeal. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld their convictions in October. In late March, U.S. District Judge Amos Mazant denied the Plano couple's request for more time to attend their daughter's high school graduation. He ordered them to report to prison no later than 2 p.m. on April 8th. Laura Mazka, as she was previously known, was a first-time Richardson mayor when she accepted a string of favors, some sexual, from wealthy developer Mark Jordan, who became her lover and then her husband, according to court records. Mazant said during the sentencing hearing that the jury decided the case was about bribery, not a love story, and he told the former mayor she abused her position of power. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. And don't forget to check out the Dallas Morning News Rewards Program for our virtual events. For more info on upcoming events, please visit rewards.dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back on Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.